This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A new study says that women should start getting annual mammograms at the age of 40.
Is that news?
Is that new?
Just a new study that was just, you know.
Our study confirms what we've been telling you since you've been alive.
Hey, anything that you can do to prevent cancer, try to.
But I'm not going
to
lie, that study kind of got my mind wandering a little bit, and I lost a little bit of focus. Absolutely. And I was like, you know what? There's got to be, and there is.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
Thanks for the memories. 10 booby facts you probably didn't know. Breasts aren't just fat. They're a complex system of glands and ducts, which also include the nipple. However, after a certain age, your breasts do turn mostly to fat. Probably about the same time you started watching Brad Pitt or Ryan Gosling or Bradley Cooper movies while shoveling half gallons of Moose Tracks ice cream down your gullet. Hey, let's hear it for sweater puppies.
So these are 10 fun facts about your boobs. I'll look behind the curtain there. Your boobs are probably not the same size.
That's what I've heard.
Statistically, which breast is going to be larger?
Ooh, hang on.
The right one.
I'm going to say left.
Left is correct.
All right.
Statistically, your left one is going to be larger. 65% of women report a smaller right breast.
Most humans are not symmetrical. If you look at the height of their ears, the length of their legs, all those things.
Men can actually breastfeed. They have the proper equipment and just need some consistent stimulation in the range of a few weeks to get milk flowing.
Get out of here.
Really?
Yeah.
So I got the milk in me.
Yes, sir.
Man, oh man, listen.
In case of emergency, we could be there.
The thing is, I'd get arrested. Sir, what are you doing with that baby? I'm like, dude, I've spent weeks mastering this so that my kid
Your body can just kick in and realize that you have a child?
Yes.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you think about survival and adaptation it makes sense. But when I first heard that too, it blew my mind. Like, really?
Okay. You ever think that happened to some guy that he did not know was going to happen? You know, some circumstance, his wife, I don't know, she dies like 3 days after childbirth.
I'm going to try.
Well, not even trying, just like, man, my baby was crying in the middle of the night, and I swear to God, milk dripped out of my, you know what I mean? I wouldn't even want to tell anyone.
Most women aren't sized correctly for bras.
I've heard that, too.
A full 80% of women are wearing the wrong bra size, most likely due to sticking with the same fitting measurements for too long, or just never being sized correctly in the first place.
Okay.
Let me mansplain bras to you, ladies.
Well, you know what? The numbers, hopefully like that, like with jeans, I can buy 34, 36, and 34s will sometimes fit me 36 or something.
Sure.
At least there is a standard measurement involved in at least, you know,
because it's based inches. On inch and actual measurement.
Yes. So hopefully that remains consistent. If you're a 34B, the bra is not a 32 or 33.
Right. And right behind it, they say your breasts are probably going to change a lot. Your boobs can change a full size during a single menstrual cycle, so don't be surprised that they go through a lot in your life. From childhood on, breasts will change in size and shape periodically, so cherish what you have going on now before it morphs into something even better. Some more boob facts. There are four types of nipples.
Oh, yeah?
Four types. Normal, which protrude a few millimeters from the areola. Flat, which are basically what they sound like. Thrill's favorite, puffy, which are the same as flat, but the areola is raised, and inverted, which are sort of like dimples.
That's right. They go inside.
It's like the puffy Cheetos. I prefer the crunchy. I'll eat them if they're there, but naturally, you know.
Oh, Lord.
I like them crunchy Cheeto nipples.
Maybe you should just start asking people, just like, crunchy or puffy?
Men have nipples because all embryos initially have female parts.
Correct.
All right.
Testosterone does not really take hold until about 6 weeks into a prenatal development, so the nipple remains just in case.
How about your body's like, hey man, just in case you're a chick.
Nipples.
And in case you got to breastfeed later in life.
Miles, we talked about it earlier today. Jogger's nipple is honestly too real, they say. Friction is caused by breasts rubbing against fabric, making the nipples sore and can cause bleeding. Save yourself in your running shirts with tape, Vaseline, or just a good sports bra.
Amen, amen on that.
You ever worn a sports bra while running, Miles?
I normally, if I'm going a half, I'll do, I used to put duct tape on my nipples.
Okay.
I used to take like two squares and just stick it over the top.
Does that hurt coming back off?
Well, it depends on how hairy your chest is. I'm not a hairy individual, so I don't have to worry about it.
It would kill me, man. I got too much hair going on there. It would.
I always think it's funny now with professional athletes. Like, it started in soccer. I've seen it in football, too. They have, like, those training tops that basically look like dudes. You know what I mean?
It's a sports bra.
Right. It's got all, like, the information and stuff, but it looks like those guys are wearing a sports bra.
Yes.
Sports bras are hot. Jesus. I should have separated that.
Yeah. You need a segue there.
Some more booby facts. They say all bras are Scorpios.
Let's go.
Bras, as we know them, were officially introduced on November the 3rd, 1914, and should be spending today exploring exploring something that excites them, they say.
So wait, the bra itself, as we know, it was not introduced until 1903?
1914. Yeah, November 3rd, 1914.
They mention how expensive breasts are.
No.
Oh. See, that would be my number one.
But they do say that your breasts are going to sag.
Well,
there's nothing you can do about it. Embrace your boobs as the age, because technically you're going to have it, or it might, you're going to have to, or it might get uncomfortable.
Somebody here on the boobs, text line, very eloquent. My girlfriend lost a bunch of weight, and her big boobs got all floppy and ugly.
Oh, wow.
Golly. How about congrats on losing
weight? I thought they
would
just get smaller. I didn't think they'd get, like, changed.
Floppy.
Well, you never lose the weight exactly where you want to.
Right.
Absolutely.
You might lose 10 pounds, but it's not just coming off of your gut.
Right. Right. But then the number one booby fact. Fellas, this is going to be great. Boobs can cause orgasm.
Yeah.
Nipple stimulation goes to the same part of the brain as the...
Oh, you mean for the woman. My bad. Okay.
Yeah. I was like, in my life,
damn
seems
right.
Like they've helped out a ton.
Yes.
The stimulation goes to the same part of the brain as the other areas down there, which is why some women can actually orgasm from nipple stimulation alone. It's sometimes hard work, but anything's possible when you believe.
Yeah, believe.
Thank you.
I believe in the power of boobs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.